Now, we had some good news on the bird front this morning. Have a listen to this. What that sound is from your youth probably here in Kerry. If you don't know what the sound is, that's the sound of the corncrake. And a survey by National Parks and Wildlife Services found a 35% increase in the population of the critically endangered bird in Ireland over the past 5 years, although overall numbers remain very small. A total of 218 separate male corncrakes were recorded calling out to mark their breeding territories in counties Donegal, Mayo and Galway. They're like the Robin. They call out to say, I'm here, get out of here, this is my territory. So they're Donegal, Mayo and Galway. And a corncrake has also been spotted on the Aran Islands for the first time in 25 years. Now, this population increase is a result of conservation measures involving local farmers and communities, the Corncrake Life Project, which we've talked about here on the programme before, and the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Corncrakes were pretty much wiped out all over Ireland because of modern farming practices. Their habitat where they breed in meadows and long grass, that was all taken away by modern farming methods, including silage cutting and all of that. But that's brilliant news that it has come true. And that, if you've heard one or managed to hear one in Kerry, then get in touch with us on the programme. When was the last time you heard one in Kerry? Get in touch with us on the programme. That brings me on to our next item now, because we've got Sam Bailey, who is Conservation Ranger with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, who's been running a cuckoo tracking project. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sam, thanks for joining us again this morning. The cuckoo under its own pressure, but you've been tracking the cuckoos that have come here. Tell us what you found, where they've ranged to and how the whole thing is going.
Yeah, so very exciting new project. So we've teamed up with the British Trust for Ornithology in the UK, and we are tracking. We put trackers on four cuckoos at the beginning of May, and to try and find out where they go for the winter, what routes they take, and what challenges they face en route. And hopefully for the rest of their lives. So, you know, there and back, and to look at what pressures and everything is going on with them, because just like you mentioned with the corncrake, the cuckoo is another species which is retracting its population. So something we need to understand more about.
Yeah. So what have you found? Where have they ranged to? Where are they cropping up across the globe as they head off on their annual journey?
So we've had we tagged three birds in Killarney National Park and one in the Burren. Unfortunately, our bird in the Burren seems to have passed away, which is natural course of
that
life.
That can happen. Predation or some other issue.
Birds, we don't know how old they are, so that's all part of the challenge. But the three birds from Killarney have been going great guns and are. Two are currently halfway across the Sahara Desert, near sort of the Libya, Egypt border. They had a sort of a mass movement across towards Italy and Greece, where they spent about a month of mass feeding up after that first initial movement. They have a really big sort of feed up, gain resources, sort of build up their energies, and then they have to do the mass migration across the big migration across the Sahara, which is a major challenge.
So
two of the Killarney birds are currently, as we speak, over the Sahara making that journey. We just, fingers crossed, we're hoping they make it to the other side. It's the biggest challenge they face in their migration. Unfortunately, though, one of the birds spent a load of time in North Italy and has actually started retracing its steps. So instead of heading to Africa, it's now not far from Le Mans and Tours in the Loire in France has made it. It's come back a little way, and we're not totally sure exactly why that's happened, but we believe it's probably because it couldn't quite find enough food in the area it chose for its stop off
in North Italy,
the journey across. So it's looking for somewhere else to hopefully get enough food to then make that crossing.
Okay. And Sam, then that journey across the Mediterranean, do they have to keep on going across the Sahara because it's not suitable habitat for them? So it's a massive trip, that leg, across the ocean and then across an ocean of sand. Is that why they have to feed up so much?
That's right. They will sometimes, you know, sort of do a little stop off on the coast when they, you know, when they get across the Mediterranean. But the rest of it, they've just got to keep going. You know, there's nothing for them to eat, so they, you know, they literally just got to keep going to make that journey. It's quite amazing, really.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Chad is one of the countries. I think one of them has been tracked too. Is that right?
That's right.
That's 3,000 miles from Ireland.
I know, it's astonishing. It's quite amazing sort of how far they're moving, how far they're going. And I mean, we're assuming that they're heading for the same area as the British cuckoos, which have been tracked for a number of years now, which would be around the Congo and Angola area. But obviously that might not be the case. This is all new information. So
that's the reason why you're doing this project.
Exactly,
to find out where our ones go to, where they spend their winter.
Exactly. So we also need to find out, you know, is the same birds coming back to the same area? What, you know, so loads of dynamics we can learn about these birds, because the tags that we've put on these birds are going to stay on them for life. So we're going to learn more about their home range in Ireland. So do they stay in one area? Do they move around a bit? Do they, you know, what is their connectivity to other habitats? As well as what happens with their migration. So there's an awful lot we can learn from this. So.
And listen, you'll continue looking at it, and you'll continue seeing it, all part, I suppose, of the project to try and understand and keep their population going for biodiversity. Sam, it's fascinating stuff. What a journey they're on, and we'll try and keep in touch to see where they do end up and what they get up to when they're there. So thanks a million for talking to us about it on the programme this morning.
No problem. Anytime.